This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Leaders of the world's largest economies have unveiled an infrastructure plan for the developing world to compete with China's global initiatives, but there's no immediate consensus on how forcefully to call out Beijing over human rights abuse. U.S. President Joe Biden also has held talks at the summit site in England with French President Emmanuel Macron. Macron told Biden it was great to have a U.S. president part of the club and willing to cooperate. Relations between the allies had become strained during the 4 years of former President Donald Trump's presidency and his American First foreign policy. European Union negotiators say international talks on the Iran nuclear agreement are on track to revive the deal, which crumbled after the United States withdrew in 2018. Senior diplomats from China, Germany, France, Russia, and Britain held a 90-minute meeting with the Iranian representatives at a hotel in the Austrian capital on Saturday. A representative told reporters in Vienna that the EU hopes to find ways to get very close to a final agreement in the coming days. The United States is not formally part of the meetings that launched in Vienna earlier this year, but the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has signaled willingness to rejoin the deal. Again, European Union negotiators saying international talks on the Iran nuclear agreement are on track to revive the deal. This is VOA News. Iran's seven presidential candidates have offered starkly different views in the country's final debate. Hardliners Saturday described those seeking ties with the West as infiltrators. The race's sole moderate warned a hardline government would only bring more sanctions for the Islamic Republic. Next week's election will see voters pick a candidate to replace the relatively moderate President Rouhani, whose term is limited from running again. Moscow's mayor has ordered a week off for some workplaces and imposed the restrictions on many businesses to fight coronavirus infections that have more than doubled in the past week alone. The National Coronavirus Task Force reported more than 6,700 new confirmed cases Saturday in Moscow. That's compared with more than 2,900 on June 6th. Nationally, the daily tally has spiked by nearly half over the past week. Moscow's mayor ordered enterprises that do not normally work on weekends to remain closed for the next week while continuing to pay employees. In addition, food courts and children's play areas and shopping centers are to close for a week, and restaurants and bars must limit their late-night service to takeout. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, has led thousands of motorcycle supporters through the streets of Sao Paulo and got hit with a fine for failure to wear a mask in violation of local pandemic restrictions. The conservative president waved to the crowd from his motorcycle and later from atop a sound truck, where helmeted but largely maskless backers cheered and chanted Saturday, as he insisted that masks were useless for those already vaccinated. That's an assertion disputed by most public health experts. Sao Paulo's state government press office said a fine would be imposed for violation of the mask requirement. The airline industry's recovery from the pandemic passed a milestone as more than 2 million people streamed through U.S. airport security checkpoints on Friday, for the first time since early March 2020, the Transportation Security Administration announced Saturday that the 2.3 million travelers were screened at airport security checkpoints Friday. Airline bookings have been picking up since around February as more Americans were vaccinated against COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.